time, Jim.
Sitting at the place of God's right hand pleading for us.
Mary, how do you lead as lovers the people who have met the hating of the other? How do we, with all of our differences, our theological bits, how do we take things that are in some ways contradictory?
Yep, it is.
Listen to me. And this is real matter, right? There's some things that are coming to you. How do we arrive at a place of unity? Neither one of us knew that day how to answer that question. We left it at, well, I guess neither one of us is smart enough to not figure that out. But I got a theory. Just like in the King James Version, Romans 8 says, now therefore, there's no contradiction. There's also, if you keep going down to the end of it, Romans 12, I beseech you, therefore.
Yes, sir.
Brother, by the mercy of God, that Jesus is in your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you may know what is a good, perfect, acceptable will of God. It goes on from just the acceptance into the walk. Amen? New Living Translation says it this way. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, a kind will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I know the world is going in a certain direction, and we expect the world to go in that direction, and we're not surprised by that. But Bishop Hawkins taught us something. My daddy said it this way. Bishop said that salmon, in order to reproduce, swim upstream.
Yes, they do.
They go against the current. In order to carry on things to the next generation,
yes, sir.
We must not do what the world is doing. We must swim against the current, or there will be no future. Amen? Do not copy the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. My theory is very simple. The way or the pathway to unity is to hold on to Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
More than we hold on to anything else. Because we can see how much He has loved us and how we should respond to that love, that massive love that He's shown us. There is only one response, and that is to say, yes, yes, Lord, to your will.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord, to your way. Yes, Lord, to whatever you say found in your word. Amen.
That's right,
Amen.
Sir.
Amen. That means whatever area of life that I am dealing with, whatever area of life that God wants to let Himself into, I say yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Why? You love me too much to be so. And then you should sing another song. Lord of all. Lord of all. Christ must be Lord of all. Lord of all. Or not Lord at to carry me of what God's going to do or how He's going to do it. I will just say this. I want us to be together. I want us to be in unity. I want unity based on God's glory.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm praying that God will do miracles in our hearts, and in just my heart, and in just your heart, so we can do His will. We must forgive each other.
Yes, sir.
For what you have done.
Yes, sir.
For us to live here, for what I have done. For us to live here. And we must trust God for where we go. Yes.